Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 10, titled Granada Nightmare. In tonight's episode, we say goodbye to our dear and beloved Jill, but not before one last cold and poor dinner, this time with the captain there. Resulting in the lowest tip of the season. We get a much needed day off. However, we'll talk about it, but it feels like a net negative for just about everybody that day. And we're reintroduced to Paris. So Sean, I really have to ask, from what pool are we pulling the cast members from here? Because, you know, we've got a guy who was just on Vanderpump earlier in the week. And now we've got Jake's ex-girlfriend, who, I guess congrats to her, she secured the green card she was looking at. So they completed that transaction. But who's next? Are we just going to bring in some people from Summer House, or what's going on?
Well, okay. The Paris thing makes way more sense to me than Dylan thing. And we probably won't talk too much about Dylan this episode, I guess, or maybe we will. He doesn't fit in with the cast at all. He's so unself-aware that he doesn't realize he's not clicking. It's not like with like Kat, where she's like, I'm not clicking with anyone, and that's all I think about. Dylan's just on his own show, and it is weird. Like, he doesn't fit in at all. And Paris is like an instant fit. She's like already everyone's best friend.
Yeah.
Like, people are confiding with her, like secrets and like all their issues from the season as soon as she just walked in there. So this makes sense to me. Paris makes sense. Dylan made no sense.
Paris is a hit. We all know it. She's an absolute hit. They tried to bring in Dylan. They looked at him on paper and they looked at a photo of him and they said, this guy's going to be a star. It just didn't work out that way. So they're atoning for their sins.
Okay. Can we actually start with Dylan for a second? I just said we weren't going to talk about him in this episode.
Are we talking push-ups here?
Not that. It's there's a during the charter, so before the net out and everything, Ben and Fraser are having a conversation, and Ben mentions that he's between Dylan and Sunny for lead deckhand.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, you know, Dylan's got more experience, but he acts too much like a puppy. He's not clicking with the rest of the team. Might not have the respect yet. Okay. I have a problem with this. This is an easy choice, right? Dylan has way more experience. You're not having sex with Dylan like you're with Sunny, so there's no issues there. Just pick Dylan.
Yep.
And you know he's not going to. And you kind of brought this up a few weeks ago when we first met Dylan. He just doesn't feel like a real deckhand.
No. No, nothing about Dylan says he should be lead deckhand. I think he's just happy to be there, which is not great for someone who's going to be lead deckhand. But also, Ben, how about we just don't name a lead deckhand? Why are you going to go through this? You're hooking up with the person who might be likely to be lead deckhand. And if you pick someone else, you're going to be in trouble with the person that you're sleeping with. So like, he should just not pick someone, and then guess what? Problem solved.
Yeah. So the Dylan issue is he feels like a producer plant, or he's a guy that wants to be famous. And the resume, or they always call it a CV on the show, it almost feels fake now. I mean, I guess he knows what he's doing a little bit, but he should be a shoo-in for that job. He shouldn't pick Sunny. Sunny's one of the best looking people ever on the show, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She's not qualified to be a lead deckhand. It's a huge victory for her when she can drive the tender. Just pick Kyle then, right? Or really pick no one, but Captain's making him.
No, I don't think he is. I think he brought this up to Captain. Here's the thing. I remember, and I can't remember what season it was, but the guy who was the bosun went to the captain and said, hey, I really need to pick a lead deckhand because I need to get freed up to do other things. What other things are we talking about? I've seen everything a lead deckhand does.
Yeah, is he
gonna a bosun does? I've seen everything a bosun does. Like,
I'm gonna be busy driving the boat. Yeah, you're right.
The only thing I could, I think it was like, was it Luca last season? But that was, I think, that was a forced conversation because Sandy was like, I think you need to pick Laura. Now, I actually take that back immediately because Laura was well-deserving. Yeah. But I also don't think Luca needed to pick a lead deckhand. It worked out great for him. But what did it free him up for? To maybe like do some other engineering stuff? That makes sense. But like, Ben's not going to be an engineer. Ben's just literally like, he's like, let's put the toys in the water. Let's not hit the dock.
That's a great point. It's not like he's doing paperwork all day.
Yeah, what are we talking about here?
That's a great point. Also, just pick Kyle then. Because his main plus for Sunny was she knows the boat well. Well, so does Kyle. Kyle's just as good as Sunny. And I don't want to feel like I'm dissing Sunny because I love her, but yeah. I feel forced to now. It's a weird contrivance that's happening. The entire Dylan Lee Deckhand situation, I don't love.
Kyle has no need to be or want to be Lee Deckhand.
Oh yeah, no, he'd be terrible.
It's kind of funny. Like, I feel like there's no situation in which like Ben gets out of this alive. He's either going to not pick Sunny and she's going to be super pissed, which like, I think she has every right to be because she probably could be lead deckhand. But then if he does pick her, like, that's its own issues, which I don't even want to start going into, man. I don't have the HR training.
Would Dylan actually get mad? He's such a weirdo. He might not even care. I have no idea.
No, I don't think so. And I don't think Kyle would care either. It's just maybe optics.
Maybe Captain Carey would like raise an eyebrow. Like, huh? That's who you went with? Okay.
Yeah, the girl who like drove a tender for the first time last week. Now, I feel like we're saying this. We're huge Sunny fans. So don't anyone take it away saying we're not huge Sunny fans. But it feels like a season where you just don't need a lead deckhand. He can just go the Malia route and just name him after the season's over.
Yeah, actually, I hate when they do that though. But
it's so dumb.
Okay, should we talk? Should we talk the dinner?
First dinner, with Chef.
With Chef,
it was bad, man. I feel like. When they have, and I feel like I've been in this camp for a while, when they have so many restrictions or he has to make so many different meals because of preferences, I feel like exterior's got to help him out a little bit. Like, interior was down a person too, but like, I feel like when they're on water, like, can't they be like, hey, Kyle, can you hang out with Chef for 2 hours and help him out? Like, is that crazy? What are they doing?
That's a good. What? So, was anyone from the deck team in the galley at all? Maybe helping with dishes.
No, it was really just Fraser staring at him, being like, "Hey, what's going on?" Like, I understand they were down a person, interior, but I do feel like in this situation, like, someone should have said, "Hey, this is going to be a super challenging charter. If exterior can help out a little bit in the kitchen, I'm not asking him to make anything, but like, put some dishes out, man. Do something, like." He was set up to fail as far as I'm concerned.
I kind of think so too. So, okay, he makes a few mistakes. We no vegetarian sushi rolls.
Yep.
And when it's brought up to him, he's like, yeah, I don't have time for that now, which that's fair. Like, hey, they already went out. They're not going to hang out by the bar for another hour while I make those. They're going to sit down soon. You got Barbie acting weird during dinner with that the Mrs. Passive Aggressive. Wow.
Ugh, I got rants on Barbie coming.
Terrible. Here, okay. Frasier is taking everyone's like pad thai orders. I think that was Chef's ultimate mistake. But cool. Like basically like they all had like a different options of like which type of pad thai they could get. And he should have just done the same one for all the non-vegetarians. Then given Melinda like her own vegetarian one. And instead they're doing like several types of pad thai orders. And you're right, there should have been a deck member in the galley. Because the plates don't come all at the same time. Mm-hmm. They serve like 6 of the 8 people. And then I'm not sure whose fault this is. The food's just cold too.
Yeah, I think it's tough to plate like pad thai hot when you're then cooking the chicken or then cooking the, what was it, shrimp or something. It just seemed like a very complex meal. Like I don't understand. Like, I get it. Like, you want to give them what they want. And maybe they asked for pad thai. I really can't remember. But, like, it's always, like, those BS mornings when they're like, what do you want? And someone's like, I want 3 poached eggs. I want scrambled eggs. I want over easy eggs. I want this. It's like, no, just put out, like, pastries. Put out food. And if they want some, if they want, like, something small to go with that, that's fine. But, like, I feel like these a la carte meals are just a killer for the chef. That's not what a one-person boat was kind of like made to do.
Yeah, you don't give them like so many options.
No.
And yeah, it was odd that Frasier was taking everyone's orders. Like, and we usually don't see that.
Also, half tofu with chicken and half pad thai with shrimp. Get the hell out of here. What are we talking about?
Yeah, don't like, make it don't
this
make
isn't
it so
Chipotle. Yeah, this isn't Chipotle, okay? Like, I want half this, half 2 scoops of that. This is crazy talk. Just order what you want. I think Frasier's a good chief stew, but I think he did a disservice to the chef by, and probably it was the chef giving Frasier these options of like, hey man, these are the 3 things they can order. They can't, and I get it, they're paying a lot of money. There's a fine line there, but obviously it didn't work.
I think it was a bad episode for Frasier because he was like correcting Chef Anthony's plating. I know he did like a weird sauce smear and he like, oh, let's fix that.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like being disrespectful about it and like getting in his head a little bit.
Yep.
I don't know. It was a bad dinner. Not only was the food cold, but Captain called it poor as well. Or no, he said the timing was poor and the food was average.
Yeah.
That's real bad. And post-charter, he's kind of rough on him, but I respect that he waited until after the charter.
Again, it's not the first or second charter of the season. This is midway through. Like,
yeah.
The reason Captain's disappointed is because he has higher expectations of Anthony and he knows that he can do better. So, yeah, I mean, not a good episode for Anthony. I don't think we were ever going to conclude on this episode and say he did a great job. Just seemed impossible. Now,
yeah.
I'm sure there's other chef. Like, could Rachel have done it? Yeah, probably. I think Rachel's a better chef, but I think Anthony's still a good chef. He was just overwhelmed.
I like Anthony. Sometimes I wish, like, if Rachel was in that galley, Frasier wouldn't have been talking to her like that either. Like, people were afraid of Rachel. And I sort of like that with a chef. Or, like, someone's going to give it right back to the chief stew, where they're on equal footing.
Yeah.
And Frasier kind of tucks down to Anthony sometimes. I don't love that. $20,000 tip. So, back in Bullet X seasons 1 through 6, that was a great tip.
Yeah, I know.
Not anymore though. Inflation, no. You know?
It's crazy, man. $20,000 tip still like what was it? Was it 1,800 or 1,300? Somewhere between.
Yeah, they're down a stew. Yeah.
Right. So they've made pretty good money. I mean, if you think about it, it was like over 48 hours.
I think some of these yachties, they're like, I'm gonna do 2 seasons a year and I'll be it for work. right, and travel the rest of the time. It's like, all right, that's going to be very expensive. And yeah, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself for each of these charters to like basically make as much as like a brain surgeon per hour. Yeah, right. Like,
right. I mean, Kyle's trying to go to what, Montana for 3 years.
He's part Native American.
Yeah.
Probably started watching Yellowstone and was like, yep, I'm going there. That's cool. Montana is super expensive now. Or like the nice parts, but yeah.
Thinking about this, Sean, I think, listen, was there anything about the crew night out? I mean, they had the dinner. I didn't really think there was much of anything except that we got to meet our friend Paris again. So for anybody, Sean, refresher here, was it two seasons ago now?
It aired in 2021 and 2022. So Bold X season 9.
Yeah, so Jake, the guy with the mustache, he was, I guess he was married to Paris, if I don't have that right. And it was a green card marriage, he said.
But for what country? Was it for England?
I think it was for her, yeah. So she could go, she could become a probably travel to UK, but I don't know. I don't know how Brexit pulls in through all that.
Yeah, because was he British or was he? Yeah, I think he was British, right?
I think he was British, yeah.
Oh, the South African, British, Australia. It's
tough.
It's all very close, yeah.
Yeah. So we meet Paris. She's a head turner, obviously.
Yeah.
I think they did an interview with all the guys and they just said, wow, something like that. like I get it, you know. So did Sunny. She noticed. And she immediately comes in as feels like a very cool person, but ends up paying pretty much playing Peacekeeper by the end of the episode.
Yeah, so she's a yachty though. Like she mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Unlike Dylan, like she really fits in instantly. And her and Ben have the Australia connection. So like, you know, poor Sunny's from the suburbs of Montreal.
Yes.
Can be further from Australia. Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. And obviously on the day off, I think by the end of the episode, they're like very touchy-feely.
Which, think of what a win for Paris. She comes onto the boat, enjoys a nice dinner. Next day, yeah, you have it off. That's like starting work on a Friday afternoon.
I know, it's so nice. I guess I would almost rather come on mid-charter and feel like I accomplished a little bit, have a little bit of money in my pocket.
Yep.
And then go out. But this isn't, I wouldn't complain about this situation either.
Yeah.
John, if you are Ben, and let's pretend Paris is all the way interested in too. Who are you picking, Sunny or Paris?
Paris. She's from the same country. Like,
yeah. Oh, just as far as
it's a logistics answer. Yeah,
from a practical standpoint, that's pretty good. I would still pick Sunny. She's more my type. I don't know if I've ever really dated a blonde. No, right, Sean, I have one.
Sean, hypothetically, you're not married. You meet two women. One of them lives in Albany. The other one lives in Switzerland. Which one are you considering more likely dating?
Yeah, that's true. Although, where does Ben live, like, in his off time? We have no idea. A lot of these people just live in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, that's very possible. I'm sure he spends a lot. I mean, I don't know. I'm guessing he spends a lot of time in Australia. It makes it seem like it, at least.
Yeah, well, I think personality-wise, Ben and Paris click more.
I kind of want to jump into the day off.
Let's do it.
So, day club, basically a day club, like a private day club for them. listen, this is supposed to be a time when everyone can kick back, take an extra 24 hours to relax. I think almost everyone ended up worse at the end of this than it started. I could probably name one or two that were net even, but I still can make an argument that everybody ended up worse here. So I do want to bring up that. Now, let me ask you a question, Sean. Chef Anthony had the worst charter of the season. If you're Chef Anthony, do you want another day off to think about it and think about how you can do better? Or would you have rather just gone into another charter where you can like get back to proving yourself? Because he seems like a confidence guy. And I think his confidence is severely lacking right now.
I know myself. I would just want to get back to work so I can make up for it and forget about it.
Yep.
I agree. And he does seem like a guy who's going to like, it's going to like be a cloud hanging over everything until he gets to his next charter.
Yep.
So yeah, it's like having a really bad day at work on a Friday, or like getting in trouble for something at work on a Friday. And then like, you know, you have to like have a meeting about it on Monday or something.
Yeah.
Like that's the worst thing in the world. So yeah, Anthony's not having that much fun. I mean, then Barbie and Frasier. So I know we mentioned earlier, she's been weird during the dinner that went poorly. I think the next day, Frasier's like, hey, what's the deal? And Barbie was still mad about the Xandy and Frasier meditating at the beach. And like, she also felt like they were just hanging out a few times during that dinner when Barbie was doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, we've all worked with people like this who are more concerned with what their coworkers are doing,
right?
What they're doing. Like, if they feel like they're working harder than anyone, that's all they can focus on. That's clearly Barbie. And I still can't get a good handle on Barbie. I felt like she'd be more like, if she had a problem with someone, she would just like let it out. And now she's just doing this weird silent treatment thing.
Yeah, I thought so too. And like, she comes off like earlier this season as like so strong and so opinionated. And I can't say that she's not at this point, but she's doing this passive aggressive, acting out, playing the victim. And then she's like pushing people away and blaming them and saying like, oh, well, if you just want to fire me, you should fire me. It's like, Frasier actually never even said anything about that. You're just projecting. And like, Frasier only brought that up after the fact. You were like, you just need to take accountability for your actions, Frasier. If you want to fire me, you can fire me. But like, he was just basically in the beginning of the day just saying she was a pain in the ass.
Yes. Well, he's never brought up firing her to her. He had that one meeting with Captain many episodes ago.
Right. Long time ago. Yeah.
Where he's like, yeah, I'm having a problem with her. And Kevin's just like, yeah, suck it up. And so they're both very emotional this entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie's, who's Barbie talking to? Well, Barbie's Paris. Talking to Paris.
And Ben.
And Frasier's also talking to Ben. And they're basically like, they're done with each other. I don't think Captain would let Frasier just fire Barbie right now, though.
I don't think so either. I mean, they just got their other stew. Like, listen, I get it. They don't clash. I get it. They clash. I think they just both need to suck it up. But I actually think Frasier is a little bit more on the right here. Like, Barbie's a subordinate and Frasier hasn't done really anything bad to her. Right. Yeah. He could have coddled her more, but like, listen, man, not to throw like a generation under the bus, but like, Barbie's acting like a very like Gen Z-er, like, oh, everyone needs to be my best friend who I work with. And, you know, I she also has this like weird internal struggle where like she doesn't like taking orders from people, it seems like, or she hates that she's not at the top of the totem pole. And it's like, tough shit. Like, like this is your boss. Like, he's really not being a dick to you. You just have some problem, I think, with like authority maybe, or like you need to have this additional like pat on the back I think he's working her hard because they need to work hard. Am I totally off base here?
Yeah. I think maybe the problem is, this is what Zandy would say, she works hard, but she's not that efficient. So it looks like other people aren't working as hard as her, but they're getting just as much done, if not more done.
Yeah.
I just looked up, she's actually a millennial like us. But
doesn't mean she can't act.
Spiritually, she's Gen Z. Yeah, there's like Timothy Chalamet is a millennial, but he's spiritually Gen Z to me, right? Like, who's this young kid?
What's the cutoff?
It's like 25, I think.
Like 25 right now?
If you're like 25, maybe even 26 right now, you're Gen Z. Beyond that, you're millennial. I think if you're born from 81 to 96, you're millennial.
Okay, according 96ers, to
a recent like thing I just read.
Nice.
Literally right now. So, what would be 97? Oh, so if you turn 27 this year, you're Gen Z. Okay.
So if it's 81 to 96, you could technically be born in 81. Wasn't that show like 16 and pregnant?
Yeah. Oh, see me.
could you be in the same generation as your kid? You'd have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to like have the kid at like 15 or something though.
They
have to perfectly line up. Yeah,
that
it's happened.
So that's fun. That like is the antithesis of what a generation is supposed to be. Right? Yeah. But anyway, so I mean, the episode ends where Barbie calls home and says she wants to quit.
Yeah,
is she gonna quit?
Eventually, right? I don't know if she's gonna quit right now. I think she's got this like, oh, I'm too proud to quit, but also I need to be told I'm doing a great job. Which like Frasier is telling her that. He's like, you're doing great. Your attitude sucks.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I think it sounds like she's sabotaging herself. So, or she's sabotaging the situation, right? She's like mouthing off to Frasier, who is her boss. She's talking to everybody saying, oh, Frasier would love to fire me. I actually don't really think Frasier really wants to fire you. I think he just wants you to stop acting like a brat.
Yeah. What do you think? Ben sort of Chris had Frasier during the episode and said his main flaw was not like making his team gel. And you know what? That team really hasn't gelled. The interior team.
Ben's a great listener because I feel like he's the type of person that tells you exactly what you want to hear. He's He's like, oh yeah, no, I get it, man. Frasier, he rides Stews really hard, man. They just don't last. So I see where you're coming from. Like he seems like a guy who just wants to be well liked. And I don't think he's ever necessarily given harsh feedback.
Yeah, that's actually why he's so successful with girls too.
Yeah.
Just really good listener.
Yep.
That's all they want.
Yep.
Speaking of Dylan, not much of a listener. He tries to hit on Paris. Keeps talking Steve Irwin.
Yeah, big like, Steve Irwin guy. He didn't grow up watching Steve Irwin. Isn't Dylan probably like 10 years younger than us?
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother looking him up because I don't care. I don't care about Dylan. But one, like, it's not a sexy topic because he died.
Mm-hmm.
So... That's right. Paris is like, she's like our national treasure. I was thinking, maybe he is, but no, there's a million famous actors from Australia. The Hemsworth brothers, Nicole Kidman,
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe, Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
Yeah, the country singer.
That's crazy.
No, he moved to America and did an accent, and people believed it. What else? Mel Gibson? Yeah, there's been... I don't think it's actually Steve Irwin.
big. A national treasure, not the national treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I think Paris put it well, it was cringe watching Dylan try to, I guess, hit on her or just be oblivious, one of the two. I can't tell what he was doing. He didn't get down on the floor, start doing push-ups, and then clean up his eyebrows with his own spit, but it sounded like he was kind of hitting on Paris.
Oh, yeah. Would you rather be told you're ugly or have a bad personality? Because Paris just says that Dylan has a bad personality. Like, this guy's awkward and he's less attractive when he talks.
I don't think he has a bad personality. I think his personality isn't something that many people can take for a long period of time.
It feels bad, but though.
It doesn't feel good, but I mean, here's the thing, though. He's not like a bad guy. He's just like, I can do for like an hour of him, maybe, and then I'm probably pretty good.
He's liking something. He's liking like any sort of realness. I think that's the issue.
If I'm looking to play touch football and he's in my Rolodex, if I need a last player, I'm probably calling him, but he's not. If I can get enough guys before him, I'm probably playing without calling him.
What a funny example. Because that's the thing. Me and John used to play touch football together with other friends. That'd be so funny, like into her 30s, like trying to get a football game together. That's I don't know. That's just very funny image. Yeah, no, I would also call him because he's not a bad guy.
Right.
But no one on this show likes him. So
no, I think he's what was it? Paris said he'd get more action if he was mute.
Yeah.
So I think the last thing I want to talk about, Sean, Ben was a little handsy at the end there.
Yeah. He likes hooking up with, I think Sunny's more into him than he's into her.
That's correct.
That's wild. But there we are, right?
Well, I think Sunny's developing feelings. I think Ben's done this song and dance a million times.
Guy's unstoppable. If you're that good at listening, forget it. yeah, that's not gonna go great. Sunny's gonna be very pissed at him. And I think Ben and Paris, I think there is some chemistry there. So interesting to see where that goes.
Yeah.
Any predictions?
I think Ben's gonna get in trouble. I think that's a definite. I don't remember seeing Kyle there, but I'm sure he was.
Bill Bedford
and Zandy, I hardly remember her there, but pretty much everyone else had a bad time.
Yeah, well, Kyle, the Barbie thing with him, kind of brutal. She just sleeps in his bunk bed because Ben's in her room having sex.
Right. Yep.
So they're not even, there's nothing between Barbie and Kyle.
Doesn't look like it.
At all. I do think that night with Jared was his chance and Jared ruined it with Home Alone. And then that was it. Yeah.
All right, man. You want to get into, awards?
Sure. Okay. My winner was Ben. Jill and Melinda said, hey, when they were departing, the crew was flawless. He has his choice between Sunny and Paris, which is insane. And honestly, he kind of looks like a better leader than Frasier, just based off this episode.
Yeah.
So yeah. I had to go with Ben. Jen, who'd you pick?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. That makes a ton of sense. I went with Paris. Just came in like a freight train. Now she's the peacemaker. She seems to be a really good confidant. It seems like her and Frasier have just hit it off where they, I guess, left off And so he really likes her. So I think she's going to do great, regardless if Barbie stays or not.
Yeah, it's like she was been on the show all season.
Yeah,
the way they interact with her,
it's crazy.
It's she's got like is there's like a charisma or something where she can just fit in that quickly. I really respect that.
So let me ask you this question. Did the producers have the option of her and Kat, and they were just like, no, let's pick Kat. And if Kat doesn't work out, we'll pick Paris? Because that doesn't make any sense.
I almost think they picked Kat because they knew she wouldn't fit in, which I don't think was the right choice.
It's the whole bosun thing. Put a dummy bosun in.
Yeah, it was almost like, we know this girl's gonna like is not gonna have fun. And yeah. I think that was the wrong choice. That's not the bullet deck I like.
Yeah.
John, my loser was Frazier. I'm still pro Frazier, but hey, Interior had a bad charter. And I just didn't like his interactions with Jeff during the Pad Thai dinner that much. I think he's partially to blame for that not going well. And I think Jill Zarin's still pissed at him.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, he sucked. So
I saw
not saying he does, but he had a bad episode. So I picked Frazier.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I almost wanted to pick days off. I think I was pick days off. The day off supposed to be like the most fun time. And this whole crew pretty much ruined it. Except for I really don't know what Kyle did, man. I didn't see him once on the day off. He was literally just chilling.
Issue all season. Need more Kyle, and they don't care.
Yeah,
he's got heritage in Montana. That's very cool, but that's all.
Yeah,
we need more guys.
So, all right, Sean, that's it. Listen, we got a lot of things happening. It seems like a lot of these things are going to come to a head, whether it be Sunny, whether it be Barbie. Ben's going to be in trouble. Hey, another maybe 6-7 episodes left.
Beautiful. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bon voyage.